I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, good evening, dear listener, from a windbreaker in Deal Town. We're here for the opening couple of minutes for today's game with Skeffel Division champions Deal Town, and playoffs confirmed, but not positionally confirmed, Erith Town Football Club. I'm about to be joined by my co-hosts who have just enjoyed a nice burger and chips. See, I'll tell you what, I didn't get caught in the rain. Ha 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 ha.
Watcher, I am full of sausage and egg bap and chips, cheesy chips. It's sitting like a rock in the bottom of my stomach right now.
Absolutely. We didn't get any novelty videos this time, which was very disappointing. Throwing comes in from the right, and another early goal is conceded by Erith Town.
Throwing,
I'll go back to the chip van. Throwing comes in from the right-hand side, is flicked on by an Erith head, surprisingly.
Yeah.
And then just curled in into the bottom corner by Dill past Mackenzie Foley. We are a minute in. This is not the start. I mean, this is literally the opening minute of the intro to the pod, and we're 1-0 down.
That's not the best plan, is it, really?
No.
Afternoon all, evening all, maybe. Yeah, one down. I haven't even got my gloves on, but I'm full of burger. And here for one down. Yeah. There's not much else to say. I didn't even see the goal.
I saw it with absolute horror.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, what? What? Already? Yeah. But anyway, there you go.
Anyway.
It's a long old drive to deal.
It is a long old drive to deal, and we're in a situation where, you know, it's kind of things, apart from the entry fee that we got for being club officials and the decent burger, is it worth it? And I'll tell you this now, these players out there better make it worth it, because those electric cars don't charge themselves.
Exactly.
Yes. Not much to say for the moment while we compose ourselves, but it's 1-0 to the home side and champions. Great ball out wide, Harrison Carnegie from Landage Melkonian. Carnegie with a step over on his right foot, plays it across. Oh! And it's out for a corner there. And it's a lively start so far.
Yeah, that would have been good if it had gone in.
Yeah, it would be. It would have done.
Yeah. It's nice to see us get back straight back into him. Great ball out from Landage. Between the two defenders out to Harrison Carnegie, who in his inimitable style skinned their left back, no problem at all. Put a great cross in, but no one on the end of it, unfortunately, or at least they got it away. So corner coming in, corner comes in, Harry with a header. Oh, just over. Nice try.
What do we think so far, Chris? Then it's an action-packed opening 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, well, you'd say actually ain't a bad start if we weren't one down. Because we've been in their half for as much as they've been in ours, but the one moment they were in our half, they scored. So,
oh, there's our steward friend from last time. You were blocking the view last time with that bobble hat. Outrageous. Take it off. I remember you from last time. I remember you as well. We shook hands last time, didn't we? We did, didn't we? I'll shake hands again. Go on, we'll shake hands. Hello again, everyone. We will be here all our evening doing this. Sorry? The same club, yeah, because remember we argued because we should have had 3 penalties. Yeah, we were robbed. We should have had it. See, you agreed. You've just agreed. I'm only joking. Anyway, yeah, exactly. But they are champions of the league and going up to the IFM division. I'm going to have a chat with you guys. Come on, away fans, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You've been promoted. You don't seem very happy about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have booked in my tattoos if these were promoted. When's yours being booked in then? You're not having a tattoo done? All right, fine, fair enough. Fair play. To match the other one. No, who does? Who does these days? Needles are very political. It remains 1-0. Huge shout for handball by the away fans as the champions goalkeeper clearly handles outside the box. That is outrageous. Do you know what? You win the league, you get all these little liberties given to you, don't you? It's appalling. I tell you, I'm going to get decked in. I'll tell you, the looks I'm getting now. Yeah. He ain't from round these parts, you can tell. Handball, what do you think? Rob?
It looks like an absolutely blatant handball. He did that thing where he ran out of the area, realised he was out of the area, and then didn't drop the ball. Yeah. You know, like when Roadrunner runs off the edge of a... like Wile E. Coyote runs off the edge of a cliff,
yeah,
and then realises he's off the edge of a cliff and does that... He sort of did that with the ball. I'm like, that was ridiculous.
That's a great comparison, actually, because this is quite an Acme game at the moment, isn't it, the way it's going? Dill Town with the ball. One thing I will say is, like I said earlier on, it was fast-paced. Good tackle by Ryan Mahal there to stop a Dill attack. Dill with the ball now on the left-hand side. Plays it down the line to the 19, who again is trying to beat Ryan Mahal. Another superb tackle. Great defender by Ryan Mahal there. He's an inspirational man in as our captain.
He is, absolutely. And, built like a tank. So, takes a lot to get past him.
Yeah, it does help. But, we still keep getting funny comments and looks. Should we move to another stand, or are we liking the entertainment? No? Wait till half time. Throwing from the left hand side. Listen, this is premium entertainment. This throwing on the left hand side is cleared well by Ladic Melkonian as far as Harrison Carnegie. Carnegie reads the bounce well in the defence, allows, plays it back. Here, the referee stops it there for a break in play. Weird when we have the ball and look to play, the ref stops it, but. Yeah. That's why these refs have paid the big bucks. It remains 1-0 to Dill Town, but 8 minutes in, very hard, fast tempo. 13 minutes in at the moment, and one thing I was going to say about Dill is that some of their football they're playing, it isn't massively skillful or step overs and all that kind of stuff, but they transition from back to front very well, don't they?
They've got a lot of pace in their team. It's unarguable. They have got a lot of pace in their team, and when they do, as you say, transition the ball forward. Their wingers are swift and away.
And I think as well, their passes are. I think with their late offside flag goes up there.
Very late offside.
Flag. I think as well with their passes as well, Dill. Just a moment ago, we just said it off microphone. Their centre midfielder's got the ball. He's gone to play out wide. At first thought that's a really badly placed pass. Then you see that fullback just come from nowhere, get the ball and build up and attack down the left-hand side. They play some good stuff. It's effective, but not in an insulting way. Because normally when you say effective, you think of a long ball or you think of a direct ball. It's not long, it's not direct, but it's not tricky and flicky.
No, they're doing what all good teams do, which is they know what their strengths are and they're playing to them.
Yeah.
And,
every pass they have has
worked for them because they've won the league.
Yeah.
So you've got, at the end of the day, you can't get away from it. But yeah, they are very, very, very fast in the transition, like you say. And once they're away, they're away.
I think, to be honest as well...
They're quick on the cover as well.
Yeah, like just then, their captain and number 9 turn wants to cover it. Carnegie has a touch, it's too heavy, and goes back to Dill Town. But if you look as well, I mean, we try and be an Ear of Town podcast here, obviously, and promote the good work here, but you look at Dill, everything they do, like that pass there, for example, a nice, like, sort of 30, 40-yard pass across field, it has a definition, it has a meaning to it. There's no wasted passing from this
Dill
team.
No, it's all very measured. They do that thing where they pass the ball around without looking because they know that their mate's going to be there. I know that that guy's going to be over there. So if I just play the ball out there, I know he'll get to it because that's where I know he'll be. And that's a sign of a team that's really well drilled. And, everyone knows their roles. And they might not be the best in the world at it, but they're very, very good at what they do.
Absolutely. Chris, what do you think of the way Dill playing? This is your first time at this ground, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Nice little ground, nice scoreboard in the corner. Obviously I see the home game when we was victorious, but what we did notice playing Dill was, like you just said, they were very, very quick on the sort of transition. And I don't know if they play a back three and sort of two wing backs or whether it's a flat back four, because I haven't quite worked out yet, to be honest with you. But I know when we played the home game, they do really push those full backs right up really quickly into midfield. And yeah, they've been at it again tonight. You know, and they don't really give the ball away much, do they? So we've got to earn, it.
Yeah, if I'm not saying that Irith are out of the game so far, because there's been a couple of times we've got the ball, we've knocked it back. Well, Carnegie, when he's got the ball, looks dangerous with it. We've already hit the post from a corner. Granted, it probably wouldn't have, like, the keeper would have, might have held it, but I'm not definitely saying Irith are out of it, but if we are going to get anything from this game, we're going to have to graft.
Yeah, we are. But we're getting a lot of corners at the moment and a lot of throwings down in their area. So we are getting up the pitch and we are getting into their half. We just need to be more effective when we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. It remains 1-0 at the moment, but I'm not saying this could go either way, because there's been plenty of chances and, you know, we're 17 minutes in and apart from the goal, neither keeper's been called into too much. But, cross from the right-hand side is good.
It's just wide.
Irith Tane get up well and get ahead to it. I think in the night, Ollie Milton just got on it behind Harry Taylor. But I was just going to say there, neither keeper's been called into it, but this could go either way. Both teams are good in possession. 1-0. Irith Tane now going to be sponsored by Muller for the amount of corners that we have.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's your favourite crunch corner or fruit corner?
I'm a berries kind of guy.
Berries kind of guy. A lot of people like to go with the berries and the chocolate flakes, which is a bit standard, but I'm more of the... I like the strawberry cheesecake one.
Oh, right, yeah,
be a little bit different. What about you, Chris?
I think I like the little vanilla balls, aren't they?
The vanilla chocolate balls,
Good touch, yeah. Corner in from the right-hand side. We'll keep talking about yoghurts, because that was such a poor corner.
I mean, honestly... It didn't
the one not, cry in the corner as well. What do you do?
Beat the first man. And not only that, but it was so, that corner was so low that the first man had to bend down and head it.
Yeah. Speaking of yoghurts, last time I was here, speaking of yoghurts, last time I was here, I actually had a few of those vodka yoghurts.
All right.
That was mullered.
It's a rib tickler.
1-0. Right, that is a big shout for handball there.
Was handball.
I'm not going to ask my friends in the stand. They might not agree. You can argue maybe the hand was in a natural position. His hand wasn't up, but it was a hand that stopped the ball and stopped the momentum of the ball. And
it was the second handball so far this half, which is really disappointing.
It's one of those, have you seen them given, but you've also not seen them given. I'm not saying the ref's right, I'm not saying the ref's wrong. I'm trying to be impartial.
What I am saying is they're not being given by this referee, that's for certain.
Yeah. It was a clear handball. It was a clear... The hand touched the ball clear as day. You have seen them given.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like it was handball for me. I think I echo what Woody said.
Thing I will say is I tend to react to what the players do. There wasn't many players who shouted for handball then.
So, you know, they're closer to the action. The ref is closer to action. So we go with it.
And like I say, the hand was in a natural position. His hand wasn't up, was it?
I didn't see it clear enough to, you know, we don't have the luxury of VAR here. So,
for me, it was handball, and I think that was a corner then that hasn't been given, but there we go.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask my deal friends. Hello. What do you reckon, handball? Come on, what we say ain't going to influence it.
It probably was, yeah.
Sorry, say that again.
Calm down, he only got one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? What we were just saying was, being deadly serious, it definitely is his hand, but his argument, was it in a natural position and all that? Either way, we've been robbed. It remains 1-0. Chance for Dill Tan now. Bit of a let off there from here. If the ball they just couldn't get the ball out. I mean, the ball fell to George Goodwin, who got a little bit of a toe on it and a scuff, and then it went back across goal. Then it went back the other way, fell onto the far post, which is far post for them, but near post for us. It was played back across goal. Foley was caught a little bit off balance, and
it was caught wrong footed. And I mean, that was an open goal. Seriously, the Dill Tan guy's going to be absolutely kicking himself for missing that. It was a sitter.
But they've hit the bar though, so it's not as if he spooned it miles over.
No, he spooned it miles over. It didn't hit the bar.
He did at the bar.
Nah,
it clipped up the bar.
No way.
Do you think it hit the bar, dear listener? If you think it did, please email. info@irifan.com. But yeah, no, you're right. It's an easy chance you could have scored from. You could argue maybe where it's fell on his right foot and it's easier to strike with your left, possibly. But, you know, you've got to be testing the keeper there at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, he should be ashamed of himself. Honestly, he should take himself off the pitch now and never play football again. no, seriously, it was an open goal, and he should have done better. But we're glad he didn't.
Yeah,
because you know that would have been bad for us.
Yeah,
but it's not been a terrible game. It's just not very much going on.
No, we said it like with the Lordswood game. This seems like a. If you sort of can imagine a bit like a sort of human game of chess, but Dill will be in that bit more advancing with their attacking pieces, whereas we're still kind of moving pawns around, if you will.
Yeah. I think, was it we said earlier? Well, we're in the playoffs and they've won the league. So, you know, there's not a great deal of incentive to kind of really go mad about this.
Yeah.
Apart from Taz, who just took one right in the fizz.
Yeah. Absolutely. It remains 1-0. 40 minutes in now and we're just not getting anything, are we? They're just very well organised, Dill. And again, you know, credit where it's due. We are a pro-Erith podcast, if you will, but we're just not getting anything out of them. No change.
No, not at all. I mean, we're getting a lot of corners. We're not making anything of them, really, because they're so well organised. They defend them so well. They're not afraid to give them away because they know that they can defend them. So, yeah, we are, like you say, getting no change out of them whatsoever. And... it's going to be a long, long night, I reckon.
Yeah. And you commented just a moment there, Chris, off microphone, you know, Dill attacked. We got the ball back, I think it was even from a goal kick or McKenzie had it in his hands. And even I heard you go like, oh, God, how quick did they get back?
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're like a rocket, you know, running the 100 metre just to get back was when we had the ball round our keeper and fullback, you know, but he's getting back into position. So that's credit to why they probably concede the least in the league. They're well, you know, defensively sort of sound.
And what did I literally just say a minute ago about got careful sin bins? Yellow card's been shown. Harry Taylor's been pointed to the bench.
Oh dear.
So we're down to 10.
Puts us in trouble with 5 minutes in the half, and they're going to try and push and put this game to bed.
Well, we're going to start the second half with fire with 10 as well, because obviously the 10-minute period. But yeah, we said it. It's about discipline, and I don't think it's been one of those games where we've needed to lose our discipline. In truth, yes, some decisions haven't overly gone our way. There was another shout for an handball there, which the player's on the floor, but.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like if you keep seeing decisions going against you and you're not getting things that you know you should be getting, it gets you frustrated and you're going to end up moaning at the referee because, as far as you can see, he's not playing the game, he's playing what he thinks the game is, which is the league champions against someone else. And the trouble is you see it at every level. When the league champions are playing, referees tend to think, well, they must be the better team because they're the league champions.
Yeah.
And so you don't get the decisions always that you should get. It's the common moan of all of men in pubs up and down the land after just about every football match at every level. So yeah. But you know, don't keep having to go at the referee when you know you can get sin binned. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. It remains 1-0, and from the electronic scoreboard, this is very impressive. We have 4 minutes to go. 1-0 to Dill Town. Half time here, and it's 1-0 to the home side. Some big decisions that Erith will feel they should have got have not been given. But as you said just a moment ago there, Chris, there wasn't huge appeals from those on the pitch.
No, I mean, I tend to judge it by players' reaction, and there wasn't much from a player's reaction. It was more from us in the stands and maybe the management team, shall we say. And I'm not disputing that they weren't handball. But yeah, we haven't got the decisions, they haven't gone our way. But I'll be honest with you, like, you might feel that it's been played as a friendly kind of, you know, because they are champions, we're in the playoffs. But I think you forgive a decent account of yourself against the league champions, shall we say. They played
a good side.
Are a decent set, very good defensively. I would say that we've had a lot more of the ball in the attacking sense, but they look dangerous when they do attack, if you know what I mean, and they have scored. So there's still all to play.
Yeah, and I think as well that even though they are keeping us out, we're not we're not doing enough to be clinical.
No, we haven't looked dangerous. We haven't really threatened their keeper as such, even though we've had the ball in and around their box and lots of corners. We haven't looked like a goal's on the cards.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But, you know, we keep with it, second half, and once we get back up to 11, I'm sure we'll give it a good go.
We'll see. As you say there, here if Dan to 10 men can feel some decisions didn't go their way, but ultimately you're playing against a Dill Town who exploited a very, very early mistake and also have hit the crossbar. So 1-0, bit of an uphill mountain to climb, but is it going to be steep? We don't know.
We'll be safe here, won't we?
Now, I'm not saying that this area is known for its brains, but we're in the second half and I just heard some young fan go, hang on, are we playing Erith? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't, but that's a cracker.
Yeah, I mean, unless it shows how bad we've been playing.
Yeah.
Erith Town now with a free kick on the left-hand side, right in front of where we were with the windbreaker. Whistle now sounds, arm goes up, international symbol. It beats the first man, but not the second one. And that was quite disappointing, was it not?
It was. That was a real waste. I mean, I can understand what he's trying to do. He's trying to drive it low and hard into the area and hope that like it ricochets or whatever it does. But sometimes you just think a little bit more planning would have helped.
Do you know one thing I've noticed as well? So, bless Chris. Mm-hmm. Doesn't normally go to too many aways with us. Or if he does his own thing. Mm-hmm. First time he's ever been in the exec area.
Yep.
Got himself a nice little dinner.
Yep.
We've lost him.
Yeah, what he did there. It's going to clean up. He's waited till it all left.
He was eyeing up the three slices of garlic bread that were left. I have a tomato soup.
No, we were discussing the relative merits of a Viennese whirl against a Tunnock's tea cake. Personally, I'm a Tunnock's tea cake kind of guy.
Well, there's actually a really interesting thing recently with biscuits. So, Viennese whirls.
Are you eating one now?
I've got a bit of carrot stuck from my soup in my mouth. So, Viennese whirls, up until... I think this is the case. So, biscuits you pay VAT on.
Oh, this is Jaffa cakes you're talking about.
Yeah, cakes you don't, yeah? Because biscuits are a luxury item and all that sort of thing.
You know why?
Why is that?
You know the difference between a biscuit and a cake?
Go on, you're going to tell me.
Okay, so cakes go hard when they go stale and biscuits go soft.
Right, okay.
And Jaffa Cake won their law case to say that they are a cake and not a biscuit and therefore should be VAT exempt because Jaffa Cakes go rock hard when they go stale.
Well, this is the point. So, dear listener, if you have any receipts from the late 90s of Viennese Wells, you can claim back the VAT.
Do they also go rock hard when they go...
We do. See, look, when you're at a non-league football club and every penny counts, you have to look for these things. And sometimes it could be in a McVitie's product. And Harry Taylor's just fell out. Oh, no, he was not Harry Taylor because he's off in the sin bin. He looked like someone fell over. Ladic fell over. Well done, Ladic. Ollie Milton now with a ball on the left-hand side. Tries to beat the defender. He's basically run into a brick wall. He now plays it back and it all goes all the way back home to JJ and all the way back home to Mackenzie Foley.
Who has to get rid of it straight away because he's being chased down by the forward.
We just can't break them down. Just can't break them down. They're a good side.
To be fair though, since they got their goal, they've done nothing. You know.
Yeah, but they don't need to. They're defending.
I know they don't need to, and they're defending resolutely. But it's not like we've been under the cosh for the entire game.
No.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Don't get me wrong. They've had a couple of chances, but they are just so well organised.
Yeah, sometimes organisation wins you leagues. If you look at... should we go back round to the windbreaker?
I quite like it.
It's quite nice, but it's a bit chilly. But when you play, you look at the Man United...
Soup down.
Yeah, true. You look at the Man United teams under Fergie, you look at the Chelsea teams under Mourinho. Sometimes it weren't great football, but it was very well organised. The Italian teams of the 90s.
Yeah, any Mourinho team, you know, well, not any, but most Mourinho teams are known for being pragmatic, shall we say. You know, they can play good flair football when they need to, but they can also dog one. They can really dog one out when they need to.
Absolutely.
And it looks like Deal are in dogging mood tonight.
It remains 1-0 to Deal.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, here they are.
Have you been on the amusement
here
side?
Here they are, the party poopers. Oh, hang on. No, that was me, because I weren't invited.
Oh, you missed a great party.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You'd have loved it.
I miss you, James. He said it was your fault. He said he would have invited me if he could. And then he's been continuously rubbing my face in it since he's been here. But you don't look old enough to have a 21-year-old son.
Thank you very much.
You look old enough to have a 20-year-old grandson. put a bucket out on, you'll look instantly 10 years younger. How do we think the game's going?
Playing some good football. That's a good chance in the first half.
Yeah. We were just saying a moment ago, we think that even though there's not been many clear-cut chances, it's not been a bad game.
No.
Like, they're two good sides.
Yeah.
It's pretty evenly matched, man. Only Milton's header was close. He was right behind the goal there. It was millimetres.
And I'm going to ask you two things. The most important thing is, one, do we think it was handball, a penalty?
Which one? Which out of three?
The first one.
There was one that was kicked right in. That would have been asked, but there was one. The first one, I think, that looks. That could have been given.
But yeah.
Right. The keeper coming out of his area with the ball. That was the maddest one.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Got away with that.
And more importantly, how nice was her hair? The party
when the rollers come out.
She
had a big booth on.
Yeah. Did she look like Kevin Keegan back in the '80s? No offence.
Seventies.
I say it like, you know, air chief diet. But you know, it remains 1-0. It's it's been a frustrating game for her. If we think that they do get back and defend very well, and they're very well organised, Dill. You can see if we don't watch much of Dill, but if they've played like this every week, you can see why they've won the league. Good side.
We're doing okay.
It's like we say. I think this is, in a way, we were saying it a moment ago, it's similar to the Lordswood game, as in the sense that it's not bad football. They're passing the ball around nicely, but it just isn't the chances that they need. And I think that's the difference. But we keep going. We look to Thursday. We still got another 35 minutes left to go. And I hope to know you by the time of James's 30th party, so I'll get invited to that. 1-0. And it's 2-0 to the home side there. Good finish. Describe the goal, Rob.
Yeah, nice.
They broke down the right-hand side and they literally went between us. We couldn't hold the guy off. McKenzie came out to try and smother, but he got the shot off quick and it went into the corner. Nice, past him. That was it, 2-0.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. They're being clinical. It's unfortunate for Erith because they've given it everything. I'm not saying they've not, but in truth, it's been a close tie, as the diets were just saying. You know, both sides knocking it around well, but I think they're just another level, really. A bit like Dane Bowers, another level.
Yeah, they are another level because they're the league champions. So you know.
Freak Me Baby, that's what we were thinking when that went in. Remember that song?
No,
you're a bit too old for that.
No, that's because I'm old, yeah.
The diets shaking their head in disapproval at my mid-90s. Was you not a fan of Dane Bowers?
I love Dane Bowers.
It was the sleeveless T-shirts. Did you pull that off back in the day? Look at him. He don't want to agree. Yeah, is that what attracted the chief diet to yourself? Laughing, shaking around. It weren't that
long hair.
Long hair. Yeah, and it was because of the chief diet. It's all gone. 2-0, Dill. Deal cornering from the left hand side here, just in front of their little changing room facility. Mm-hmm. Referee, I don't know what he's doing there. He's about, he gets everything ready. It's whipped in and headed clearly well. Cross comes back in now towards the front post, brought down by the nine, hit on the turn, and Mackenzie Foley. Not sure how much he knew about that or how much that hurt, but he blocked it well.
He did block it well.
Yeah.
And it's a good job it weren't me. I'd have been, I'd still be lying there now. They'd be calling St John's ambulance over to resuscitate me.
I'll be like, here I go on my own again.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's going to be another corner now from Deal again on the left-hand side. Let's hope we deal with this one a little bit better. I didn't actually mean to say that, Deal. It's difficult to say some bits like that. Corner comes in, that swung in. JJ again does well to head it. Goes out to the other side, who looks like it's going to run out for a throw. This has been a frustrating half so far. I have to say, what minute are we in? We're in the 69th minute. And, yeah, we've not really done anything of really any mention.
No, and I can't see us getting three goals in the next 19 minutes or 21 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah, long throw in now from the right-hand side again. Again, defensively, we're dealing with these sort of dead ball situations quite well, but we just don't seem to be getting the breaks.
No, and it doesn't matter how quickly we seem to get to the ball, first ball or the second ball. They're on top of us straight away. They're really, really quick at closing down and blocking off passing lanes and cutting off space and stuff. They're so good at it, so well drilled. And the thing is, it's like I said before, they all seem to know their job. They all seem to know where they should be standing, where their mates are going to be. It is a different level, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I remember when we were down here before for the Cup, I remember we was talking to one of their sort of committee staff. I think it was committee staff. He said something like that, about 9 games in hand. And we sort of said, well, the way you play, you probably will win those 9 games in hand, or at least do enough to win the league. And they have. Chris, what do you think of this second half so far, mate?
Oh, is it the second half? Avira have come out.
Oh,
no.
Oh, that is outrageous.
No, I mean, like, he was all a bit harsh in the first half. I thought we played really well first half. I think, like, we was unlucky at going 1-0, but we...
No, I didn't say we played bad in the first half. I just thought that they were a bit more clinical, which they did, because they took their chance.
We conceded a goal in the first 30 seconds. We got hit cold. But I think after that, we played well. And, you know, it was a bit unfortunate going 1-0. Second half, if I'm being critical, we haven't really got going. It's been all Deal, really, in our half. And they have got another goal and probably deserve, you know, to be winning this half. I still think there's something in this game if we can get a goal.
That's a great call there. Ollie Milton plays it through and it just goes wide there. First real chance by Everton.
I always say 2-0 is a dangerous scoreline. If we can get the next goal in the next 5-10 minutes, we may have a go and try and nick something out of this game.
Absolutely.
Because it's all still to pay for, but so far Deal have deserved probably to be in the lead, and they're winning this second half battle at the moment.
Absolutely. It remains 2-0 to the home side, but it's the first real chance of the game for Everton, and let's hope we build on it. 2-0. Milo with the free kick towards the far post. Sees JJ. Oh, the Deal player gets his big head on it.
That is his job.
It is his job as a defender. No, he's done well there, to be fair. Nice free kick in by Milo, who's coming as a sub. Sorry, can you stop interrupting, please? This is my critical role of the club, along with putting up video cameras, because some people are scared to climb up some scaffolding. Anyway, Deal cleared the ball away with... Deal cleared the ball away and then get us on the break. Again, look at that transition, how quick the other two attackers join the play there. Irith do well to cut it out and again win the ball in the midfield. Looking for the right ball to play. Tom plays it in to Ladic. Ladic plays the through ball out wide, which takes deflection. Jake Lovell's got the ball. He gets it across. And Ollie Milton just isn't on the end of it. It's unfortunate. It's great work. It's great work there from Ollie Milton and Jake Lovell, really chasing down every lost cause, Rob.
So I'm just listening to the argument and the rowing and stuff with the referee. I'm wondering why none of their players are being sin-binned for moaning at the ref.
Yeah, it's I don't think they was moaning. I don't think they were moaning to the referee. they're questioning the decision. Which is
it's the same thing, isn't it?
You could be right.
6-1 off, doesn't the other?
6-1 off, doesn't the other? But yeah, Ollie Milton and Jake Lovell, they're really unfortunate to keep the ball in. But it remains 2-0 on a night with a lot of questions for referees. 88 minutes played, Rob, and apart from a couple of half chances, it's been it's just not been our night.
It's been a bit meh, hasn't it?
Meh, there's a good word, M-E-H, for those who want to know what it is. But it's not been our evening. It's not for want of trying.
No, we've definitely, we've been trying hard enough. But they are absolutely first to every ball. First, second, third and every other
and
one.
And just like there, I think they've got a little bit of rubber to green now.
The speed that they break as well, it is quite incredible to watch for this level. That's why they're league champions and why they're going up next season, because they are just too good for this level.
Yeah, absolutely. But not that they've humongously outplayed us. We have been in the game at times, but I just think they've been decisive.
Well, yeah, but like they do the simple things really well. Just winning their battles across the pitch. Making sure that they get their bodies in the way and block the shots. Be first to the second ball.
And just there as well. Like a defender's, a centre half's headed the ball over Jake Lovell's head from a long ball to the five. The five's then heading it back to the goalkeeper. It's so simple, but it's so effective.
Yeah,
and like you can hear people just like clapping, just how not easy it is, but just how routine it is, really.
Yeah, I mean, these are the things that you should be good at. If you want to progress and so on and so forth. But they're the things that so often get overlooked, because everybody's trying to do the clever things, score the goal, make the Hollywood pass, that kind of stuff. And literally being able to pass the ball 2 feet, 5 yards away, accurately,
at pace,
is just, it's an important skill.
Yeah, free kick now to Dill on the right-hand side, skimmed along the floor. And again, a nice little ball there, but it's cut out well by Ladic. Ladic's had a really good game tonight, I think.
Ladic's been man of the match for me.
He's been an absolute pit bull in that midfield. He has not stopped. And a great ball over the top.
Go on, T.
T's now on the ball. Go on, T, keep going.
Great touch from T there.
Yeah, T was at the party, but we won't go on about it. He's been at the club shorter than I have, and probably spoke to Dyer less, but still.
It was a tea party.
Listen, I am now rising above this.
Good for you.
Thanks. As I said, I'm not too far off from my 40th now, and when I'm sat there doing oops upside your head, I'll be thinking of Dyer sat at home. Not joining in. No. Anyway, what's that? Sorry? What? No, thank you.
No comment.
But I'll be 40, so I'll have a Horlicks about 8 o'clock in the evening and go home. Headed by Ollie Milton there. And now the ball gets played back to him, brings it down on the left wing, tries to cut inside, but defensively again, Dill managed to keep him out. A nice turn in the midfield. And look, we're in the last minute, and some of the Europe players are now starting to stroll about because they just know it just... Maybe reserve that energy until Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, there are games that you've got to pick your battles, and this is not one that we picked that we thought we were going to win at any time. Come here and maybe get a result if you're lucky, if things go your way. Corner again. But no, losing here is no surprise, but the important game is...
Games
first day. See what happens.
But it's probably seconds to go in this now, and it'll probably remain 2-0. Full time as we leave Dill Town FC. We're lost. I tell you what, just when you think it can't get any worse, your driver is like Mr. Magoo and can't see where he's going. And that he does. But we just had the interview with Adam Woodward on the Dockers Ear of Town TV YouTube channel, and he's not blaming the players, and I think he's right.
Yeah, I don't think they played badly. They didn't do anything wrong. They played well in patches, strung some passes together, but they were just up against a really, really good side. And to be fair, the referee didn't do us any favours. There were a couple of calls for handball. There were a couple of fouls that we should have got, and he just wasn't giving us anything. And combination of them being really good and the referee not really giving us anything, and the fact that we were tired and we've played lots of games and everything else, it's we come out of it basically what we were expecting to get out of it, quite frankly. So there we are. It is what it is.
Chris, what did you think of the game, mate?
Yeah, I mean, you can see why Dill
have gone up. You know, they were super solid, is what I would say, and I would say they did the basics really well. A lot, I think we talked about it in the second half there, you know, they didn't do anything exceptional, but they do the basics so well, and a lot can be said for that. You know, you've got players out there trying to, you know, do really awkward, hard passes, and you're like, why don't you play a simple pass? You know, play those 5-yard passes, move the ball around, play the ball quickly. And sometimes you're like, you know, do those basics well, and this is what can happen. For me, Deal deserve to win the game. I think Erith have got a lot of games and played a lot of games recently, and they're, I don't think they look tired or anything tonight. I think they use their squad tonight and they come off second. Simple as that. I think we go again. It's all to play for still. They can still get higher in the league. There's one game to go and we know we're in the playoffs. So it's going to be exciting times, and we're all going to get behind them. And, you know, who knows, in 3 games' time, in a week or 10 days, it could be success.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think, do you know, I think the thing that gets me as well is, like, we overheard, someone mentioned it earlier on, that the gulf in quality for me, and thinking long term now, I'm not just thinking about like the Snodland game, and I'm not thinking about the playoffs, I'm thinking about next year, the other divisions and things like that. Deal were very good today. Can't take anything away from Deal. But if you look, can you turn this sat nav off?
You turn it off.
What button do I press? Do I press this one? I'll press that one.
Guidance.
Oh, God. No, I don't want the guidance volume. Right, there we are. Done. I'll come back and we'll switch you back on so we don't get lost. But no, back to my point. Before I was interrupted by Satnav Sally there. With it for me, Beckenham went down today. Beckenham, a couple of years ago, when I watched them in the combined counties, they were fantastic. They've gone down after last season challenging near the playoffs. Me and Nick Hart, who hosts the main Acton Millwall show, we went down there for an Acton Grassroots last season to see Sheppey versus Beckenham. So they've gone down. Rob, Erith and Belvedere, you saw a lot more of Erith and Belvedere than I did last season, you know, from all the times they played against Erith. But they were a team who did really, really well, and they've gone back down. Phoenix were another team who we saw a couple of times in the Scaffold division. Obviously, they had that record attendance against the Erith right at the start of the season. They've just stayed up. Erith Town, we've got a good side. Do you think we'd have a side who might really be able to go for it and give it a good crack if we do end up going up?
I think we have. I think if we can keep the core of the side together, you know, we've got some great players there who've got the ability to step up and play. You know, it's like every team. You'd want to strengthen in certain areas. You'd certainly want to, you know, have able deputies in a lot of positions where, you know, obviously there's a first team player and then there's a sub. So you might want to strengthen an area in certain areas. But yeah, but I think we could stand up against them. It's kind of funny because we were watching Deal there. They were much better than us. They were quicker than us, quicker of thought, quicker of you know, physically in speed, so on and so forth. And yet, talking to their fans were saying, you know, after the game, their fans were saying, "Well, we'll see you next season because there's no way we're going to be able to cope." And I find it difficult to kind of square that circle as it were, because I think that they look like they're the sort of team that could step up. They're already playing at a much higher level than everybody else in this division, so I can't see any reason why they can't do it. But I think we, you know, coming back to us, I think we've got some good players. I think we keep the core of the team together. They get more use than we've got some great youth players coming through. Tom Walters particularly is really showing his stuff. Got T, of course, full of pace, full of ability.
Louis Clark.
Louis Clark's going to come back. Hopefully, he'll get, you know, once he's got a pre-season under his belt, you know, he'll step up. And if he plays the way he was playing in pre-season before he got injured, it'll be brilliant. So we've got a lot there. We do have a lot there. Not perfect, not by any manner of means, but certainly I think if the gods are with us and we go up, I think we'll make a good account of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I think we will sign off here because we're going down quite the narrow lane. So imagine Blair Witch, if you will. So if I get a video soon uploaded to the YouTube channel of a close-up of my nose and eyes and me crying, you know we're still stuck.
We have 94% battery as well, 94 miles, so you know.
Yeah, damn these electric cars. Damn you, Khan, for bringing in the ULEZ. I'm joking, anyone who votes Labour. Well, you don't want to be political on this one. Michael Avery, Rob Grant, Chris Stevens signing off for the 51st episode of the Dockers Debate. Thank you, dear listener. Up the Dockers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.